Muy buenos días, un saludo muy especial al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín.
Good morning, a very special greeting to the missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín, and also to the Reverend Andrés Cruz Gallegos, and to all the ministers, brothers and sisters who have arrived here to Villahermosa, from the different places of Villahermosa, and also from Mexico, and those who are also on their way, and also those from Central America, and all those who have arrived internationally in these days here to Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico, and to those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the internet in different countries, and also the satellite Eutelsat and other means of communication. Today, Saturday, July 27th of this year, 2024, we look in our Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and on, where it tells us, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." And in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and on, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, the voice of the blood, which was preached on January 30th, 2002, in Cartagena, Colombia, it tells us, in a portion here of this message, our brother William Soto Santiago says, "Now, there is a promise that there will be a ministry being operated, and it will be in a tent where great miracles and wonders will be taking place." Also, Brother Branham says that it is an auditorium, and it is a tent that he had never seen before. It seemed that it is not like the other tents or something. Three dots. Now look on page 136 of the Book of Quotations. We can look for that page there to have that portion where our brother William reads to us here from page 136, paragraph 1208. It says, and he reads that portion of the questions that are asked there to Brother Branham. He says, "Will the bride before Jesus comes, will she have all power of the Holy Ghost to perform miracles, raise dead, and so on, as in the latter rain? Or is this the latter rain for the 144,000 Jews? Will all ministers have this? are we, or are we just waiting for the coming? Now the answer is, Brother William says, now the answer is, now latter rain 144,000 Jews? No, that isn't. That won't. That's when Elijah and Moses, there is where the miracles take place. Here in the book of quotations, he writes, the miracles with Moses and Elijah. And our brother William goes on to say, under what ministry is it that the miracles take place? Under Moses and Elijah. On page 100 of the book of quotations, paragraph 871, it tells us there, and they ask the question, sirs, we would see Jesus. Now, they had heard about him, heard others speak of him, read of him in the Bible, but they wanted to see him. Now, to my text, the Bible said, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then, if this man was desirous to see him, and God made a way that their anticipation could be satisfied, he made a way that they could see him by one of his servants. Now, if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we have the same sincere desire to see him, isn't he obligated to show himself among us? Now, that's a great big statement. But if the Bible isn't right, then where are we at? He drew a cornerstone in the ages, to the left there. And on top, above that paragraph, 871, he draws a Star of David and he writes, God through a man. And our brother William goes on to say, now, we can see that we are living in a time where God is preparing to carry out an adoption, both of a messenger as of that messenger's group as well, because it is the messenger and his group in the age that pertains to him where the adoption is going to be carried out. On page 30 of this book of quotations, paragraph 254, he tells us, same Holy Spirit that saved the Lutherans, and above Lutherans, he writes, one, that sanctified the Methodists, there he writes two, that baptized the Pentecostals, and Pentecostal he writes three, is now setting in order, above setting in order, he writes, for running. Is now setting in order the coming of the Lord Jesus. When it'll be so powerful, that body will come into this group, a church, that'll draw the rest of them from the grave. And to the right there he writes, power. Then he drew a cornerstone. There'll be a resurrection. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. What is the Holy Ghost? Without us, they cannot be made perfect. God is waiting on me and you. The church is waiting on me and you. Adoption time, when God can pour into us His fullness, His power, His resurrection, that when the church and Christ become so close together, till Christ becomes visible among us, and raise the dead, and we go into the rapture. And above, he writes, resurrection, rapture. Remember where he writes there, in that chapter 5 of the Gospel according to John, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall arise. And he writes, in flesh. In other words, that manifestation of Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, in the midst of the people of God speaking the word, and the resurrection to take place. And above page 254, let me correct, from page 30, paragraph 254. There above that paragraph, he writes, adoption, the coming of the Lord, the resurrection. The three there toward the bottom, and also writes above adoption, he writes, putting in order the coming of the Lord. Putting in order the coming of the Lord. Our brother William goes on to say, because it is the messenger and his group in the age that pertains to him where the adoption is going to be carried out. Now let us also turn for a moment to page 38 on the book of quotations, paragraph 315, which also tells us there about that manifestation. Look, page 38, paragraph 315 says, the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting to a spot to where that sickness will be arise, and it will be that way. The blind will receive their sight. Deaf and dumb, we pray for them now. But then you command it. Didn't say, these signs shall follow them that believe, they shall pray for the sick. He said, they shall cast out devils, not I will, they will. If you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt in your heart, what we need is adoption. There to the right, he writes Mark 11, 22-24, and he also writes the transformation. And at the bottom, he writes, the adoption equals is what we need. You will command it. And also above that paragraph, he writes, you will not pray. You will command it. And he also writes, at the top of the mountain, the manifestation of the children of God. You will command it. You will not pray. As he was saying, God said there to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Speak. Notice. So then, we see Joshua, rather speaking the word and things happening. Now, notice here, what our brother William goes on to say. Now, we can see that God is preparing something great to take place, and it is all within the half hour of silence in heaven. What is within the half hour of silence in heaven? That we just read, where a group with its messenger, which would be in the stage of the age of the cornerstone, in the stage where the adoption would be carried out, in that group. And in that messenger, is that God would be carrying out that work, where here he's telling us that it is in a stage where the half hour of silence would be fulfilled. And he says, now, half an hour of silence in heaven is promised in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and on, verse 1. And that is when Christ rises from the throne of the Father, takes the title deed, and opens it in heaven. There is when the half hour of silence comes in heaven, and things will happen on earth. And in 2009, he says, the half hour of silence has not yet begun, or has not yet happened. And then in 2017-18, he told us that the dispensation of grace was going to close soon. And until the last elect entered, he could not leave the throne of intercession. But notice that then the dispensation of grace closes, and then that which he says here is fulfilled. that the half hour of silence enters after he rises from the throne of the Father, and things would be happening on earth. What would be happening on earth during the half hour of silence? The fulfillment of the seventh seal. The opening of the seventh seal and its fulfillment in the stage of adoption. Now notice, he goes on to say, now while that time arrives, that is what time? Well, the time of the half hour of silence beginning and the things that would be happening within the half hour of silence. Well, while that time arrives, he says, while that time comes, well, we have to be working in the work of Christ, knowing that the voice of the blood is crying out before God, and that at some point, Christ will finish his work of intercession, and then the throne of God will become the throne of judgment. And then the court takes the case of the nations and every person who has not wanted to receive Christ as their Savior. And then he will judgment at the heavenly throne and will materialize on earth that judgment upon the human race. And thus, the voice of the blood will have the answer from God, according to Revelation chapter 19, because God will avenge the blood of his saints and also of his servants, the Hebrew people. Chapter 19, verse 1 to 3 says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and had avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. There we can see that during the great tribulation is that the judgment and what God dictates. Let us see it. There we can see that during the great tribulation is that the judgment and what God dictates in that judgment in his heavenly court will be materialized on earth. And for that, there are the instrument of God, the angels of God, and the ministries of Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, and the angel messengers with their groups, which is the multitude that comes on white horses dressed in white in Revelation chapter 19, with the white horse rider of Revelation 19. On page 100 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 870, it tells us, but I believe we are living in the shadow. There he writes, in the type and figure. But I believe we're living in the shadow of the coming of the Lord Jesus. When this church has come from justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley, into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and coming to the perfect church without spot or wrinkle, that through that church, that God might redeem back all the blood-washed saints and take them home. And there he writes at the end, by today's group, he redeems, and above he writes, brings, he redeems those who are in paradise. And above that paragraph, he writes, the type equals in the forerunner. And he also writes, the shadow of his coming. And he also writes, the three stages of grace and the church. And our brother William goes on to say, so there is something very great getting ready to happen, because the voice of the blood is crying out before God. But since it is still a throne of intercession, there can be no answer to avenge the blood of the saints and the Hebrew people. But soon the blood will be removed from the place of intercession, and then judgment will come. God will judge on his throne and from his throne, which becomes the throne of judgment, when the blood is not there. In other words, that when the dispensation of grace closes, and he not being on the throne of intercession, making intercession there with his blood, that throne becomes a throne of judgment. And notice, the sentence is already dictated there. And he goes on to say, and that sentence will be materialized upon nations and upon the human beings as individuals. on page 31 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 258. There it tells us, when the moon and the stars is gone, and the earth, and he writes, church, has wept itself into the mountains, and the deserts, and everything hasn't, it's no more, and the world is a toddling like a drunk man coming home at night, and the stars refuse to shine, and fall from the heavens, and the moon turns into blood, and the sun blushes and hides its face. When they see the Son of Man coming, you'll shine in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, to come forth from the grave as a young, beautiful woman, to take your mate, and live forever and forever and forever, and all eternal ages, you'll still be living. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. If you feel the least tug, don't turn it away. What is the Holy Ghost? God in you. What is it for? To continue His work among His people, to bring His church together, to bring the church to a place in this day far beyond the Lutherans, Methodists, and Pentecostals, into a place to a adoption and a rapturing grace. That when this part of the church, when the Spirit moves into the church here, it'll just raise. And it'll bring forth all of the redeemed that touch that Spirit. Those Lutherans who stood there with all the light they had in justification. There he writes to the left, a cornerstone in the ages, and he writes toward the top, the stars, ministers, the moon, the church, Revelation 4, verse 1. He wrote that. Those Methodists that fell on the floor and they throwed water in their face from the Spirit striking them through sanctification. Those Pentecostals that they walk up and down the street. And there at the bottom he writes, the resurrection. That they walk up and down the street and call them tongues too long and all jabberers and in goose language and all of that. They'll stand in the righteousness in the sight of God at that day, just as certain as this Bible stands here. We have thus seen in these portions the work that the Lord is carrying out in that half hour of silence in the midst of the people of God. Where? Everything that was typified and reflected in the Reverend William Branham as a type and figure and shadow is being carried out in this end time, in the golden age, in the age of the cornerstone and dispensation of the kingdom, where the group, the people of God with the messenger, are being seen there, as the ministries of Moses and Elijah were seen in that Son of God that was being adopted there. In other words, the messenger is seen in this end time in the age of the cornerstone with the people, which was seen there on Mount Transfiguration with Jesus. Notice, the same thing that Peter, James, and John saw is what is happening in this end time with the messenger and his group of the age of the cornerstone. God through a man. That has been our topic for this short chat today, Saturday, July 27th of this year 2024. God through a man. For the Lord would do nothing except He first reveal His secrets to His servants, His prophets. It is the adoption that Jesus was obtaining there to carry out the work pertaining to his first coming. And it is at the top of Mount Zion, the spiritual Jerusalem, that group, with that ministry, with that prophet messenger, they are there at the top of the mountain, being prepared to work and carry out the greater works by and with that adoption that they are receiving. Now, with the adoption of the first one comes the adoption of all the others. Therefore, there we can see that it always starts with the first one. Now, how many, other than the messenger, have been receiving that adoption? That's a good question, that perhaps some don't even know it. And God is opening our understanding and the scripture to understand that mystery, which is already being opened, and which was shown to Peter, James, and John there, of what would be the adoption of Jesus, where the ministries of Moses and Elijah were present. But God will reserve and leave something for the messenger. And in this way, the imitator, which is the devil, cannot use his instruments, which are both ministers as people, to mislead the people of God. But rather, the elect will know by revelation all that God is doing in their lives as individuals. And they will realize, some, others perhaps later, of the great work that God is doing in this end time in each one of them. So, continue on, chosen ones of God, people of God, receiving in this end time the teaching under the tent, and that third pool impacting both the chosen ones as that group of the foolish virgin and also the world, where the 144,000 Jews will also be impacted. Now, we are seeing how God is fulfilling at this time what He promised, and He is fulfilling it as He fulfilled every promise in past times. And what was it? God through a man, through a veil of flesh. It's been for me a great privilege and a great blessing to be able to greet all of you, along with the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin and the Reverend Andres Cruz Gallegos, and those who are also connected in the different countries. And tomorrow, we will be seeing everything that God gives us, both in the first part as in the message that we will be listening to. And may those who are in their way arrive safely. And tomorrow, Sunday, let us be early to receive all that the Lord has for each one of us, and that we may leave full of the spiritual healing, physical healing, and everything that the person has come to seek. And above all, may God give us much revelation through the Word. And may we grow more and more in the knowledge of His Word, of His program, and may faith increase to a higher level, more than what we are now. And that also, in the physical part, if there are people who with faith believe wholeheartedly in what God is carrying out, may they leave the activity completely healthy. Even in the middle of the preaching, even in the middle of the praises, and even in the middle of the prayer. In other words, from the moment you arrive believing that you will leave this activity with great blessings. You always go with great expectations on what God will do with you at that moment. We always go believing that we will receive what we are asking for, and we keep pushing until we'll get it. So may everyone go out with the blessing of God and with all petitions answered. And those that are for later on, keep pressing on them so that God will answer them as well. So we expect a great blessing, not only here in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico, but in all places where you will be gathered and will be sharing with us, also in the satellite connection and also through internet. May God bless you and keep you all. And may you continue having a happy day full of God's blessings. God through a man. That has been our subject for this occasion. God bless you and keep you all. Until tomorrow, God willing.